You're listening to the legendary Philly Sounds and Beyond. Welcome to another edition of Philly Sounds and Beyond. Hi, this is Danny McEwen, and on today's show, we got a lot of good things going on. For starters, I went on YouTube and found a lot of sampling of Billy going on, even more than I've seen of James Brown. So we're going to get into some of those tracks. We're also going to put Blanche on the line to see how much she knows about Billy. They've been married 45 years, so let's see if she knows all there is to know about Bill. Great music and fun as usual from the city of brotherly love. This is Philly Sounds Beyond on the Billy Paul Radio Network.
Don't you cry, don't you fret. You can bet one lucky day you wake up and your blues will be forsaken. One lucky day lovely love will come your way. Get set, a bluesette, true love is coming. Your troubled heart soon will be humming. La di da la 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 di da, la di da la 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 di da, la da 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 da. We love and do you love and do you do and do and do and do you love and do. Corner. Love wrapped in rainbows and tied with pink ribbon to make your neck ring down your gold wedding ring time. So dry your eyes, don't you cry, don't you fret. Goody good times are coming, Bluesette. Long as there's love in your heart to share. Dear Bluesette, don't despair. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find someone to be true to. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way. Wrapped in rainbows and tied with pink ribbon to make your neck spring down your gold wedding ring time. So dry your eyes, don't you cry, don't you fret. Goody good times are coming, Bluesette. Long as there's love in your heart to share. Dear Bluesette, don't despair. Some blue boy is longing just like you to find someone to be true to. One lucky day, lovely love will come your way.
May just be today.
On the line right now, we have Billy Paul's better half, Blanche Williams. Blanche, how you doing
Hi,
today?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Not too bad, dear. Not too bad. What have you guys been up to? It's been, I guess, November of last year when we did our last podcast.
A little time off, and now we're ready to go back to work now.
Blanche, did I hear you right? You guys are married for 45 years?
It'll be 45 years in May. May 1966 is when we hooked up.
Well, you know, if you've been married for 45 years, you must know everything there is to know about Billy Paul. You think
well,
so?
I don't know that I know everything that there is to know, but obviously in 45 years, I know quite a bit. You
well,
know, I kind of know the essence of who he is and, you know, a lot of what he's done in his musical career. And, you know, I know a lot about his music and about his library. And, you know, I know a lot of stuff, Danny.
Well, we'll see how much you know. You know, the only thing is, Blanche, that I got this from the Internet, so I know there's a lot of misinformation out there, so let's see if you can tell us what's fact or fiction, okay?
Well, you're absolutely right about some misinformation. I was on Wikipedia earlier today, just looking at some things. And right away, they got his birth date wrong. They made him a year older than he is. You know? He was born in 35, not 34.
Wait a second. So he was born in 35, so that makes him, how old is he right now?
75.
Wow.
75 going on 35.
Bill, 75, come on.
God,
yes. I remember when, oh my God. Bill, 75, still, what are you doing, Goomba?
Still touring, still sounding great. I mean, you know, so it's just a number. It's just a number.
Bill, you keep getting better and better.
I work hard at it. You know, it's a blessing from God. You know, God's been very good to me, and I take in my voice, and I take in my body. You know, and I'm in the gym, you know, and I do what's right, you know. I do what's right today, you know.
Yeah, but 45 years with Blanche, do you give Blanche any credit for it?
Oh, yeah, it has a lot to do with it, you know. She's like a, she gives me great discipline, you know what I mean? You know, like, it's, you know, like, well, one thing, I listened to her, you know, I was just in the room there watching, well, she was watching that bridesmaid thing, you know, and, you know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, like, it's all like for one day, but... But like, you know, marriage goes beyond that. You know, everybody wants to be nice for one day. I'm going to look pretty for that day. But you got to work at the marriage, you know.
Absolutely.
And I'm just thinking to myself how all that money being spent, and they might be divorced 6 months because they don't work at it.
Come around when your love comes down. Sometimes I need you, but you're never there. I guess I got selfish ways, so I'll wait for the day. Just can't take no more. I hear your footsteps at my door. Oh, love, what is that's what we are to love, what is that's what we are. I know that you need me, and I guess we're just love buddies, and love buddies, we'll always be. Ain't, this ain't no way for me to live. I got so only lasts for a little while, and the hurt comes back again. The next time I see you, I don't know when. When your love hurts, that's where we are. Love, that. But we are.
Blanche, you forgot to tell them that if you want to find out anything about us, they can go to BillyPaul.com.
Yeah, on BillyPaul.com we have a video that you can download. There's information about what's going on with us. There's photos, there's bios. It's just, there's a lot going on in that on our website.
So you can also find out what I've been doing for the last, I ain't going to say how many years I've been in show business, but some years. They can find out what I've been doing through the years.
Yeah, and that's BillyPaul.com. That's real easy, right?
Very easy. How can I forget?
Bally's Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey presents a Sounds of Philly weekend, Friday, May 6th and Saturday, May 7th. On stage in the main ballroom, you'll see the Fabulous Tramps. On Saturday, May 7th, in the main ballroom, you'll see Harold Melvin's Blue Notes with special guest Sharon Page. Hey, be there, Bally's Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Friday, May 6th, The Tramps. Saturday, May 7th, Harold Melvin's Blue Notes. Doors open both nights at 8, showtime at 9.
Hi, this is Danny McEwen, and I'll be hosting these two historic events. Come join me as we relive our past with these two legendary acts. For tickets, contact Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000.
You're listening to the legendary Philly Sounds and Beyond.
We're back. Hey, Billy, let me ask you a question. I know you've probably been asked by a lot of fans the same question, but is there anything new coming out soon?
Yeah, I'm going to have something coming out in the next month. I'm also having some stuff come out in with Sony
unreleased
songs.
Yeah.
So Sony Records.
I talked to Chuck Gamble today.
So are these songs you've recorded years ago with Gamble?
Yes.
The name of the album will be called Unreleased.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I can't wait! I can't wait till it comes out.
Nice stuff too.
And then we've got stuff that we recorded recently, so maybe there'll be a nice mix of both.
I'm getting ready to do on his album, getting ready to do a duet with Sir Cliff Richards.
Oh, okay. Cliff Richards, wow, he's still around?
I met for that, yes.
Yeah, he's doing an album with all duets with the Temptations and the Stylistics and obviously Billy Paul and Candy Staff, but just a bunch of folks. You know, he's doing an album of duets. So we're going to Memphis in the next month or so to do that, which will be nice.
I'm getting ready to go to Brazil, and I'm getting ready to go back on tour to London and get ready to go back on tour to Europe. So I'm putting my tour together now.
But anyway, listen, let's play the game. What do you know about Billy Paul? Okay? Are you ready? And Billy, no help, okay? No help.
Okay. 10 seconds, that's all I'm going to get?
Just 10 seconds. Now listen, it's gonna start easy, and then it'll get a little harder, okay?
All right,
so the first one's real easy, and you should know this one right off the bat. Okay,
I'm ready.
Everybody knows Billy is Billy Paul, but what's Billy's real name?
Paul Williams.
Boy, that...
See, that was just, like, way too easy.
Well, I told you it was going to be easy at first. Okay.
Yeah, Billy Paul is his birth and given name is Paul Williams.
Now, the second question, I've read two different answers on this one, so I'll take either answer. But how old was Billy when he first started singing professionally?
Professionally,
about 16.
I don't know if you want to call it professionally. He started singing duets with his sister when he was around 10 or 12 years old.
Well,
so I don't know if you, and they would perform in different places, different venues. I don't know if by professionally you mean getting paid or just in front of an audience.
Well, in front of an audience.
12.
Exactly.
Yeah, about
Boom.
12.
Very good. 12 years old. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, let's go with the next question. Here we go. Number 3, Me and Mrs. Jones went number 1 for the last 3 weeks of 1972. What year and what chart position did it reach in the UK?
1973. It went to number 1, I believe. What?
Is that your answer? Think about it. Come on, Blanche.
Well, it was released at the end of 72 in the U.S. Took a minute, but so it had to be 1973. And you want to know what the chart position was?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Singles or album? Or the album?
No, this would just be the single.
I think it went to number one, Danny. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, it went to number 12.
You tell me.
Well, they said it went to number 12. Again, you know, with the internet, you could take sometimes that information with a grain of salt. So it's saying in 1973, it went number 12 on the charts in the UK. But then again, what chart? You know, it could have been the pop charts, maybe the R&B charts it went number one. So,
we'll let
you slide on that one. Okay, here we go. Our fourth question. Billy's released about 16 albums, 12 of them were on Philly International. The question is, what two albums were released in the same year, in 1975?
10 seconds. Oh my God. Billy told me the answer. War of the Gods and Only the Strong Survive?
No, not at all.
Wait. Letterman, wait.
Okay, again.
Hey, that's the tough one. In 1975.
Two albums, according to the internet, there was two albums released the same year in 1975. What albums were they?
Is Strong Survive one of them?
No.
Oh, damn it. Got my head on straight?
Yep, that's one.
And When Love Is New?
That's it. When Love Is New,
got my
head on straight.
Right. That was hard.
I told you it's going to get harder and harder.
That was hard, yeah.
Okay, here's another one. Now, here's our fifth question. Like I said, it gets harder and harder. You know, Billy, just like Ella Fitzgerald, is known for his scatting.
Yes.
Okay, what artist is considered to be the first scatter on his 1926 recording of Heebie Jeebies?
Louis Armstrong,
very good.
Hey, I've got the heebies. I mean, the jeebies, talking about that. There's the heebie jeebies, you see, cause that boy takes it with a little bit of joy. Say, don't you know it? You don't be blue. Someone will teach you, come on, and do that dance. They call the heebie jeebies dance. Yes, ma'am.
That was way too easy. Way too easy. Okay, here we go. Here's our number six question. Billy's album Ebony Woman was the title of his 1970 release on the Neptune label. What year did Billy actually record this song, and on what label?
Billy, you can't tell me the answer. New Dawn, and not around 67 or 68?
No.
Okay, Danny.
According to the internet, it said that Billy first recorded Ebony Woman in 1959 on the Jubilee label.
No, that's not correct, Danny.
That's not correct?
No.
Oh, okay.
1959, on Jubilee, he recorded Why Am I? And he recorded another song, another one, which he has sort of forgotten it. But he did two songs on those on the 78th Jubilee in 1959. And Ebony Woman, no, wasn't even written in 59.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I said
incorrect.
The internet. Okay, there we go. As a matter of fact, I think no, that wasn't Wikipedia. That was another site I got that from. Okay.
No.
Okay, here we go. Our last question, guys. Last question.
Billy wrote that song.
Billy did, is that right?
In the 69.
New Dawn.
He recorded it, 69 on New Dawn, yeah.
Okay. All righty, well, here's our last question. What year... Now, Bill, I read that Billy announced his retirement, and he announced it years ago. So what year did Billy first announce his retirement, and where did he announce this?
Well, he was doing a show in London, and I think he was just mentally and physically exhausted. And he just said, I'm tired, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I would say it was around 86 on stage in a, I forget what venue it was, in London. I remember it so that night so clearly.
That's it. That's it. You're right.
Was that it?
That's it. Very good.
Yeah, I remember that clearly.
Yeah.
I was stunned that he made that announcement. I think he was just tired. Tired of touring, tired, lack of rest. You know, just a lot going on. And he just said, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore.
So anyway, so you got some upcoming shows. Where are you going to be heading to? London, Brazil? What's the next stop?
We're going to London later on this year. In fact, we're going to tour from this album. We're going to do Scotland and England and the UK. We're going to do the UK and later on this year. And then in a couple of months, we're doing our Brazil. We're going to
Ireland,
Scotland, and then. Before that, I think in a couple of months, going down to South America and do our Brazil, and we're hoping to add Chile and Argentina. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something, Bill. 75 years old. I mean, are you getting tired at this point, or are you just beginning?
You know what? Sometimes I get tired. Billy doesn't. He doesn't. He loves. What he's doing. Do you get tired, Billy?
I get nearly tired of somebody messing with me.
But I mean, I watch him perform at this stage in his life, and he loves it more. You know, it's not just like, let's go make this money. It's way deeper than that. He absolutely loves what he's doing. He loves being on stage. So it looks like we're going to be doing this, you know, until he just can't do it anymore.
I love making people happy.
Now, look outside, 'cause the rain is coming down. Did you know it was going to storm? How can I leave you alone? I think I'll stay home today, just making love. The rain keep on pouring, just as long as you need. Oh, you feel so good that I wish you would let me do anything I feel, just to show that my love is for real. Take your time. It's gonna rain all through the night. Don't be scared of the thunder and storm. I could never leave you alone. I think I'll stay home today, just making love. scared of the thunder and storm. I could never leave you alone. I think I'll stay home today, just making love. Everybody want that baby love. Everybody need that baby love.
To the legendary Philly Sounds and Beyond.
Hey, Blanche, you forgot to tell them that if you want to find out anything about us, they can go to BillyPaul.com.
Yeah, on BillyPaul.com we have a video that you can download. There's information about what's going on with us. There's photos, there's bios. It's just, there's a lot going on in that on our website.
So you can also find out what I've been doing for the last I ain't gonna say how many years I've been in show business, but some years. They can find out what I've been doing through the years.
Yeah, and that's BillyPaul.com. That's real easy, right?
Very easy. How can I forget?
Bally's Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey presents a Sounds of Philly weekend, Friday, May 6th, and Saturday, May 7th. On stage in the main ballroom, you'll see the fabulous Tramps. On Saturday, May 7th, in the main ballroom, you'll see Harold Melvin's Blue Notes with special guest Sharon Page. Be there, Bally's Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Friday, May 6th, The Tramps. Saturday, May 7th, Harold Melvin's Blue Notes. Doors open both nights at 8, showtime at 9.
Hi, this is Danny McEwen, and I'll be hosting these two historic events. Come join me as we relive our past with these two legendary acts. For tickets, contact Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000.
When, you know, each country that you go to, do you find that your audience has a certain request that's different from another country? Like, for instance,
different songs are popular, and like your songs, in some countries are more popular than Mr. Jones, although Mr. Jones is popular. but Mr. Je- your song is stronger.
It's a little bit funny, Lord. It's feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big mansion where we. How wonderful life is when you're in the world, world, world. If I was on a rooftop, I'd kick off my shoes,
kick off my shoes, kick my shoes off.
I'm doing beautiful. How wonderful it is when you're in the world, 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 world. If I sat up on a rooftop and kicked off my shoes,
oh yeah.
Appreciate you talking to us and talking to the audience out there. We got to do more of these podcasts. It's a shame. I mean, I love to get together with you guys, but, you know, we each get so busy, and it's tough for us to get together, and this is the only way to do it is via telephone, and I apologize to the audience. But it's still good to keep in contact with you. It's still good to talk to you, and we're going to keep your music alive, bub. You know, that's what it's all about.
Thank you so much, Sandy. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks a lot, Bill, and thank you, Blanche. Now, listen, before I forget, guys, like I promised at the beginning, I've been going through the internet onto YouTube, and I come up with a bunch of different tracks that they're now sampling Billy Paul. This first couple of tracks come from a production company. Looks like Ninth Wonder. The first track is Hey Dizzle, and they sampled I Want You Baby. And the next two that I'm going to play is Let the Dollar Circulate, done by Billy Paul. And the first one was done by Neem One and Fort St. Laz. Again, Let the Dollar Circulate. So check these out right now. Circulate. There's a couple of tracks that were used. Now, what I'd like to do is to play a track. I don't know whether these were done legally or not, but I know this next track was done legally, and it was done by the hip-hop artist Ludacris. He had taken War of the Gods and actually sped Billy's voice up, but check this out.
Subtle approach first, cause I'm just getting started. Let's go.
Look, I'm the best and there's nothing that you can do about it. Nope. Never needed a publicity stunt, let's tell the truth about it. Even in the core of the streets, you can't sway the youth about it. But keep running your mouth and I swear I'ma knock a tooth about it. I never claim to be nothing but who the fuck I am. Never sold cocaine in my life, but I'm still the fucking man. Understand, nothing you did makes you better, nigga. You claim the streets, but the streets respect that cheddar, nigga.
Peace.
Well, there you have it. Just a few tracks that I had picked up from YouTube that samples Billy Paul. So Billy Paul's even living, his music still lives even within the hip-hop genre. And we want to thank those guys, and we want to thank you for tuning in to Philly Sounds Beyond. This is Danny McEwen saying, hey, look, if you want to contact Billy and Blanche, you can get a hold of them at Mrs. Jones, at Comcast.net. If you want to write me, you can write me at Dan, D-A-N, at SmashTVMedia.com. Again, thanks for listening to the podcast, and hopefully we'll have something again next month. Some interviews with Billy and Blanche, and some great music. As always, here on Philly Sounds and Beyond.